So today I'll be presenting this project, which is actually part of my PhD project, and to be implemented through the primary health care in Brazil, okay? So a multi-method approach for designing a family-based oral health intervention to prevent early childhood dental caries in southern Brazil. The Boca a Boca Saudável project, which means a healthy word of mouth, giving the idea of communication, and our logo is just in the left of this slide. So Professor Aloysio Barros, who is my advisor in my PhD, and Professor Guadalupe Ayala from San Diego State University, they are both my co-authors in this work. I have no relationships to disclose. So I will talk a little bit about Brazil and our health care system, and also about oral health in Brazil. So Brazil has almost 200 million people living in 5 geographical regions with different demographic, economic, social, cultural, and health conditions and widespread internal inequalities. Since 1988, our Brazilian people have been entitled to free health care independent to contribution at primary, secondary, and tertiary level through a national health system, the Unified Health System, or Sistema Único de Saúde, SUS, which is unique in Latin America. So Brazil has been investing in a sustainable health system based on primary health care that aims to provide comprehensive health care, coordinate and expand coverage to more complex levels of care, and implement intersectoral actions for health promotion and disease prevention. Several strategies have been used to meet this challenge, notably the Community Health Workers Program and the Family Health Strategy, introduced in 1994. And Family Health Strategy introduced in 1998. So the Family Health Strategy works through a family health care teams, which are composed of one doctor, one nurse, one auxiliary nurse, and 4 to 6 community health workers. Since 2004, the Family Health Strategy has begun to include oral health teams, which are composed of one dentist, one dental auxiliary, and or one dental hygienist. So family health teams are located at health facilities, are assigned to specific geographical areas and define populations of 600 to 1,000 families. Health services and health promotion activities take place at health facilities, in patients' homes, and in the community. As we can see on these maps, the family health teams have expanded substantially. So in 2011, there were roughly 250,000 community health workers and 32,000 family health care teams and 21,000 oral health family care teams in Brazil, reaching about 100 million people in 85% of municipalities in the country. So now just a little bit about oral health in Brazil. Dental caries is a major dental public health in Brazil. Prevalence of caries was almost universal in Brazil a few decades ago, leading to this unfortunate statistic that 70% of our elderly had no single teeth in 2003. So important public health policies such as water fluoridation and toothpaste fluoridation and improvements in access to oral health care, improvements at population life conditions and income, promoted some positive impacts in Brazilians' oral health. However, big challenges remain. So in elderly, basically the situation remains the same with high rates of tooth loss. Adults are missing less teeth due to caries. Caries in adolescents and children reduce significantly, but young children age 5 remains the same. So high prevalence, around 60% of our children had caries, and high proportion of untreated dental caries, around 80%. So we also observe big disparities in caries distribution. 30% of children concentrating 70% of disease. This phenomenon is also observed in cities without a water fluoridation. Also, these disparities could be observed even after controlling for socioeconomic conditions, which means that some people, for some reason, are not adopting preventive behaviors, and that indicates needs for educational interventions. So childhood is a critical period to acquire habits, so preventing caries and adopting preventive behaviors in childhood will help to prevent problems in the future. So we went to the literature to ask to answer this question, if oral health education is effective. And we found that analysis and systematic reviews pointing to the absence or ineffectiveness of educational interventions for prevention of caries. Most of them were traditional interventions that do not sufficiently consider the social cultural context and behavioral determinants. So recent studies have been used motivational interview. The approach is promising in the individual level, but its application at the population level is questionable as there is no evidence. Overall, methods are often very poor, and interventions do not advance our understanding of how things work, that means our methods, and why, that means our theories. So we need to develop more culturally appropriate oral health interventions well planned and based on theories with more effective approaches to reduce oral health inequalities. So the objective of this project was to conceptualize and design an oral health intervention to prevent childhood caries through family behavior change that ultimately could be sustained by primary health care of the unified health system in Pelotas, which is a local city in southern Brazil. Our target audience were families with children younger than 72 months. And our target behaviors were for children to improve oral hygiene, reduce consumption of sugars, and increase use of dental services for preventive reasons. So I will describe a couple of steps we took to design this intervention. Okay. So the first one was to identify epidemiological data available. So we analyzed data and publications from a population oral health survey that used a subsample of over 1,000 mother-child diets participants to the Pelotas 2004 birth cohort. There was a great prevalence of dental problems. Half of the children age 5 had caries, 16% reported to floss. And unhealthy oral health behaviors were also very common, as the example of sugar consumption and baby bottle use with sugars that reach almost everyone, and also a great percent of children by this age never been to a dentist. However, epidemiology doesn't tell us everything, so we wanted to understand more about our target behaviors. So in the second step, we performed a qualitative study using in-depth interviews. From the participants at the Population Oral Health Survey, we selected 32 families, obtaining a heterogeneous sample of children with and without caries and mothers with higher and lower education. So we investigated mothers' understanding about oral health, their beliefs and practices related to oral health in order to identify barriers and facilitators to child oral health care. This formative research was fundamental to inform the intervention materials and strategies design. So we will observe some differences among the interview families that could explain why some people adopt preventive oral health behaviors and why others do not or not as often. So some families who reported worse behaviors usually face considerable barriers in locating basic health information, navigating the healthcare system, and also perceive lower self-efficacy and confidence to take care of their children's oral health and also their own oral health. The priority is to treat consequences of disease and not to prevent them. For those families, oral health and especially primary dentition are not priorities. Other barriers such as dental fear and limited dental care access were found as great barriers to not take the child to the dentist, even when the problem is perceived. Family incongruent messages and poor communication among family members were also very common in those families. On the other hand, positive behaviors were observed among families with opposite characteristics. It does not mean that they don't have conflicts and family problems, but they perceive less barriers and most times feel they can overcome them. So probably these families would benefit with brief interventions, while the high-risk families would need more support. So although those important differences, we also found some commonalities among those families. They share a couple of social-cultural perceptions and beliefs, such as the idea that dental caries are unavoidable. This problem is so common that everyone perceives their susceptibility as high. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. When it happens, it's usually because of factors out of personal control. Mothers used to say, I took care, I brushed, but that happens because it is genetic. Or the idea of having strong or weak teeth. She was born with weak teeth, that's why she had caries. So toothbrushing is a cleaning habit already accepted for most people, but there is a lack in deep knowledge. So toothbrushing is not always associated with caries prevention, and the role of dental plaque is also unknown. Flossing is not performed daily by most people, only when they perceive it's necessary to remove impacted food. Another important belief was that chocolate powder or chocolate milk are an important source of vitamins and minerals because regular milk is perceived as weak. So most families were using artificial fruit drinks, thinking they were natural. So in Brazil, the overwhelming majority of industrialized juices are sweetened, but this is not known by most people. And some mothers believe that they are doing the best for their children's health when giving them those foods. Candies or soft drinks are perceived as being unhealthy, but usually used as a reward. Basically, those beliefs and lack of information were common in most families, independent of being more or less educated. So following the design, in the third step, we translated the results from the formative research into the intervention design. We aim to create an intervention informed by evidence and a behavioral change theoretical framework. So firstly, we identify the target behavior determinants in the qualitative study. Once it has been decided which determinants the intervention will attempt to change, we use taxonomy of behavior change techniques investigated by mission co-authors, where they identify more effective techniques to certain behaviors and apply them to our design. So during this process, we linked relevant theories to support a range of constructs that affect the behaviors. This mapping process is essential to optimize the benefits of theory-based interventions. We base our design in three theories of health communication, elaboration likelihood model, diffusion of innovations, and extended parallel process, and three theories from the behavior change, sociocognitive theory, health belief models, and contingency management. So we developed targeting universal strategies. Targeted strategies were designed for families with higher risk that perceive more barriers with the aim of improving their awareness and knowledge to promote family oral health behavior change and prevent children's dental caries. The minimal dose found in the literature of oral health behavior interventions to promote caries prevention was 7. So we have designed 7 structured wellness sessions that will last at least 90 minutes. We use cognitive behavior techniques and empowerment of popular education approach in the design. So a video novella script was especially developed to this program to be used in the sessions as the main communication strategy. The script was inspired in the family sociocultural contest, telling a story of a typical family and their main conflicts and issues and how those things were resolved. Telenovelas or soap opera are extremely popular in Brazil and also among other Latin American countries. Using this type of entertainment to educate is a good strategy to incorporate educational messages into popular entertainment content. This strategy relies on the social modeling concept drawn from the social learning theory to increase self-efficacy and empower people, improving the belief that families can control specific outcomes in their life. If they can do, I can do it. And we believe community health workers will be the best professionals to implement this part of the project. So just showing how the map for our sessions that guided the development of the video novella storyline, the scripts, and also the curriculum. Each session was guided by a theoretical construct for behavior change and the respective behavior change techniques. I can share these if someone is interested. So we created some customized materials in order to improve awareness, knowledge, persuasion, and prompt action by disseminating oral health information to all families in the community. We plan to deliver this strategy previously to the target strategy. So, to promote our target or health behaviors and improve awareness and prompt action, we created those culturally appropriate messages in posters that can be hung on health facilities walls and other parts of the community. We use game frame messages for all posters, but different appeals. I will show in a second. So this slide shows the posters we use, the logical factual appeal, which the main idea of good health habits lasts for a lifetime, and so does a beautiful smile. So the sooner, the better. Together we can do better. Some of the messages. So we have already pre-tested those materials. I will talk a little bit about that soon. People like them all, but they love the one with the father, as the father is perceived as an authority. However, does not usually get involved in the child care. And here we are showing the father as a role model. So we also use guilty appeals for those other two posters by alerting on how the mouth could be by using baby bottle or how painful could be not preventing caries. Among all posters, the guilty appeal ones were perceived as being more persuasive to increase awareness and motivate to change behaviors. People preferred them. And finally, this little book for adults but childlike was designed for this program with the most important and evidence-based recommendations. it was already pre-test as well. So because we want to implement this project through primary health care, we performed 6 focus groups separate for health professionals, community health workers, and stakeholder families that are users of health services. After designing a proposal, we investigated the perceived visibility and acceptability, and adaptations were made and incorporated along to this presentation. So in the groups, we basically discussed service organization and provision of health care, problems in oral health care and access and ways to improve it, barriers to health promotion and ways to overcome it, and how the intervention could be implemented, and also we got opinion on visual and printed materials. So even though the family health strategy is a national policy and has been implemented in almost all cities in the country, in practice we face some problems depending on the city, and that happens due to local political issues. In Pelotas, the main problems we have found that could have implications for our interventions are lack of health planning, limited access on health promotion among all health providers, limited access to young children oral health care. The practice in oral health is based on assisting emergencies and mostly in adults. Most dentists are not in the family's health strategy. They work part-time, applying the traditional care model and not the family health care model. Most oral health actions are not integrated to health actions, so dentists are not working as a team. They usually don't have a public health background, and some are performing old dental practices. So health teams and community health workers don't have enough training and knowledge about oral health. On the other hand, there is a great opportunity to improve oral health actions and access because most children have easy access to child care health services through vaccination programs, regular child care visits, and most women do it so through prenatal care. So those programs are quite organized through primary health care in Brazil. However, they don't include oral health. Again, the lack of integrality with the general health team. In terms of health planning, very recently during this month, the City Health Department has just stated a local policy on oral health, establishing goals and ways to organize the attention. And now they also have a district health coordinator to help health teams to improve health management, their actions, and healthcare access. So after our conversations in the focus groups, family health teams and community health workers, they were more aware and open to improve their teamwork. And so are families to learn more about oral health care and have more access to children oral health care. So next steps in this project will be to produce the video and pilot testing curriculum, assessing real visibility, adherence to the protocol, quality of implementation and participant satisfaction, and efficacy on knowledge, attitudes, behavior change, and on intermediate outcomes. So I just would like to thank CAPES, the Brazilian government agency, for supporting my PhD studies and my internship abroad, and FAPERGS in the name of Maya Luizio Barros, for funding the qualitative study. Thanks also Professor Ayala and her group in the U.S. for the opportunity to learn more about intervention design. Thanks all participants here, and my colleague Sam for supporting his from San Diego, and he's here assisting the presentation. So thank you all. Obrigada.